Do you remember your first case as a trial lawyer?
Yes, I do. My client's name was Homer Hardy. He was a doctor. And there was a lawsuit against a brokerage firm. I was with Carlson Lupardus at the time. They gave me the file and said, go down and try this case. So I worked it up and I was ready to try it. And I remember Homer Hardy, my client, I remember us walking to the courthouse and he said, Sam, he says, I want you to know this is my first lawsuit. And I said, Dr. Hardy, I want you to know it's mine too. And I'm sure that didn't inspire a whole lot of confidence, but we won it. I'll never forget that. I brought the jury verdict back to the office and I was going to show it to everybody and everybody had gone to lunch.
Oh, well, I'm sure they were happy to hear that news. You've done some high-profile trials in this town. One of them would be the Inhofe brothers.
Yes.
Jim and Bud. Everybody talked about it. It was in the newspapers and all. What was that all about?
It was a breach of fiduciary duty case that Jim brought against Bud, arising out of a company that they had owned together, that their father had founded. Outside of the litigation, it was sort of rancorous around town. Bud bought stickers that he put on people's bumpers, and he says, when all else fails, sue your brother. I'll never forget that. I have one of those stickers somewhere.
Hmm. Bumper stickers? You mean?
Yeah, it was bumper stickers.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a jury trial. We were fortunate to win. It was a close case. Somebody wins and somebody loses every time there's a trial.
So you represented Senator Inhofe as we know
That's
him
correct.
Today. So Bud had to pay Jim.
Bud did.
Yeah. $3 million or something like that?
I think it was five. It's a matter of public record. That's
right.
My memory of it.
And it was over the valuation of the insurance company, how it was valued. In the courtroom, of course, the two brothers never talked or outside the courtroom or anything. I mean, this was major war.
They were sitting across the room from one another during the entire trial, of course. And the families were kind of lined up. They had their favorites. Bud's children and Jim's children. There's no fight like a family fight. They're the best if you're a lawyer.
And you were the star attorney in that.
Yes.
How did you come to be Jim's attorney in this case?
He was referred to me by somebody whose name I can't remember off the top of my head.
When the trial was over, and there's a story that Jim tried to approach Bud, and he was rebuffed. Of course, Jim won, so maybe that's why it was easy.
Oh, yeah, there were some hard feelings about that case.
Which lingered to this day.
I don't know whether they've reconciled or not.
Yeah.
I see Jim every now and then. I never see Bud. I think he lives in South Texas somewhere.
Okay.
Jim, right. Of course, is here and very active, and I saw him on television the other day at the confirmation hearings.
Right.
And I might add, he's a great guy, class guy.
That sure brought a lot of attention to one Sam Daniel as a trial attorney.
Yeah, I did.
You must have gotten some business as a result of that.
I'm sure I did. I can't pinpoint anything, but it had a lot to do with my career.
You say politics. What
yes.
do you mean?
When G.T. Blankenship decided to run for Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma, he was a Republican. And there had never been a Republican Attorney General in the state of Oklahoma. He was married to one of W.K. Warren's daughters. So I was his campaign chairman for Eastern Oklahoma, and my partner, Dobie Langenkamp, who is an avid Democrat, was the Democratic candidate's lawyer. We were at opposite ends of the 12th floor of the Atlas Life Building. Everybody used to joke about the guys in the pinstripe suits who get off the elevator and turn left to go to my office, and the guys in the blue jeans and the big Smiths would turn right and go to Dobie's. Anyway, GT won in a landslide.
Were you active in other politics, in
no,
other races?
Not
How did
really.
You get involved in that one?
I think W.K. Warren told G.T. to get me to do it. I knew Mr. Warren.
That's W.K. who came here as a young boy to Oklahoma and ultimately St. Francis Hospital. What can you tell us about Mr. Warren, W.K. Warren?
Well, the interesting story about W.K. Warren is the feud that he and Joe LaFortune had, which the city of Tulsa benefited from. They had both made a lot of money when they sold their Gulf stock, I believe. And W.K. Warren built the hospital. And as a result of him building St. Francis Hospital, Joe LaFortune decided to give LaFortune Park to Tulsa County. So we got a hospital and LaFortune Park out of the personal feud between W.K. Warren and J.A. LaFortune.
I didn't understand what the feud was about.
Well, nobody ever knew what the feud was about. They just had a falling out. They were partners in the oil business, and then when they sold out, nobody ever understood why there was a feud, but everybody benefited from it.
Because Joe LaFortune had the kind of money he could buy that land
for the park.
And W.K.
built the hospital.
Could build the hospital. See, feuds are good sometimes, aren't
they? So you and I, as we sit here, benefited from their disagreements.
Right.